What kind of person takes the lives of 20 little children? You touched on this in Pete Williams' reporting earlier this evening, and I know there's probably a deeper psychological explanation, but this is someone, to put it differently, who walked among us as of yesterday, as recently as this morning.
And these are questions, Brian, we continue to ask ourselves. We ask about the individual who shot Congressperson Gabby. We ask about the individual who did the Aurora, Colorado shooting and the shooting earlier this week at the Portland, Oregon Mall. Realize those last two shootings that I just talked about, same type of dress, Brian, dark clothing, dark boots, either a bulletproof vest or a weight-bearing vest to carry multiple magazines. This is almost like someone is in this fantasy idea that there's some type of a combatant, a superhero. But, Brian, they're going to war against the most vulnerable of society. And in this case, when you have someone today who first committed matricide, the killing of his mother, Brian, that's such a taboo in every society that once that takes place, you're really capable of almost doing anything else. And today, the two taboos that most of us may well hold closest, the injury or killing of your mother and the harming of innocent children, this shooter did both.
And Clint, of course, the reason you and I have spent so much time on television over the years is we've turned to you to explain awful mass crimes in this country. The question is, you were just talking about things like body armor and the getup these young gunmen have used in these crimes we've come to know. Aurora comes to mind, how he walked in that theater that night. Has anything changed in your view? Has there been a new militarism to some of these mass murderers?
Well, and again, Brian, we see about 20 on the average of mass multiple shootings or mass murders like this per year. Realize today in China, 33 children were slashed at an elementary school by a crazed, so to speak, psychologically challenged man with a knife. So although it's not necessarily unique to the United States acting out like this, what is unique is when you see people use weapons, and especially when you see them copy the behavior of others.